Good day to you all. I am Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. For our first story, we cover the upcoming review of Australia's cyclone insurance framework. Tyrone Shandaman and the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, or ACIL for short, are pushing for a much-needed revision. The group proposes a fair distribution of insurance costs, potentially reaching out to regions such as Sydney, which usually remain unscathed by cyclones. The parliamentary committee has fueled debates on broadening the coverage to include floods and to reconsider the taxing premiums set for properties over the $20 million mark. ACIL's proposed reforms from last year that included extending post-cyclone coverage, increasing regional funding, and incorporating marine insurance are still facing resistance from insurers. The challenge is to strike a balance that benefits both policyholders and ensures the financial sustainability of the scheme. Moving down south, we turn to the recent Victorian floods. An inquiry by the Victorian Legislative Assembly has unveiled distressing delays in insurance responses following the disaster in October 2022. The Environmental and Planning Committee highlighted slow and inefficient insurance processes, compounded by material shortages, as one of the key issues extending the agonizing wait for many affected communities. The victims revealed deep financial and emotional distress as they grapple with convoluted claims procedures and insufficient living conditions. The pressing demand now is for the faster response times from insurance companies to hasten recovery. We are expecting a final report about this in July, as Victoria grapples with the challenges thrown up by frequent natural disasters. And in our final story, we spotlight an unusual case involving an antique car. A classic car enthusiast found a hiccup with his home insurance claim for his non-functional 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280E. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, determined that despite its stationary state, the vehicle qualifies as a motor vehicle and is consequently excluded from home insurance coverage. The policyholder did receive an AI'd 1,000 compensation due to the insurer's failure to address the legal liability issues properly during claim processing. However, the heart of the matter reveals that any mechanically propelled vehicle, in working condition or otherwise, comes under the umbrella term motor vehicle and is excluded from home insurance policies. That's it for today's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap with Financial Services Online. For more on personal and business insurance, visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay informed, stay insured. Until next week, Australia.